Cathedrals in a Nutshell by Jonathan Gregson. Read by Roy McMillan. Throughout Europe and in many cities around the world, the cathedral remains the tallest, the most imposing, and, even for those who are not practicing Christians, the most inspiring of edifices. To see Chartres Cathedral from afar, looking across the unbroken wheat fields of northern France, or to catch one's first glimpse from the surrounding hills of Salisbury, of the slender spired cathedral at its very heart, is for many a sublime experience. Such an effect was doubtless intended by the bishop patrons and architects who first conceived of these marvels, and even some of the countless craftsmen and labourers who actually built them, out of stone and timber, glass, iron, lead, and slate. For the Gothic cathedral, its spires, bell towers, gables, and pinnacles all thrust heavenwards, its airy interior lit by multi-hued shafts of sunlight, and its recesses illumined by golden candlelight, was thought of as being an ideal city of God, set apart from this earthly world. Very often this impression was achieved by building the cathedral on a prominence, so that it overlooked the city spreading around it. But then again, there was the sheer scale of these buildings. On its completion in 1311, Lincoln's spire rose 160 metres into the atmosphere. The roofline of the tallest choir, generally the eastern section of a church, ever built, was at Beauvais. It soared 68 metres above the ground.